taking your ease in the chair, giving yourself a moment to scan through the body briefly and just notice if there are any areas of tension, any areas where you may be holding, guarding, that you might just, by bringing awareness to it, gently release. Doing what you can to create ease in the posture. And balancing the ease with alertness, wakefulness. So as we sit in the chair, sitting softly, gently, yet alertly, with the shoulders rolled back and down, lifting the chest and the spine, straight but not stiff, head nicely balanced, eyes soft, downwards, maybe closed, maybe open just a tiny bit. And give your eyes a rest, let them be still. And soften down through the arms, down through the legs to the feet. And connecting with breathing. So within this nice frame of awareness of the body, just noticing that the breathing is happening. And the sounds are coming and going in the background. And reminding ourselves why we're practicing. To open to the present moment with interest, with friendliness, and bringing to bear any of your own personal reasons for practicing. Letting the thoughts and the different emotions that show up, let them rise and pass away around the breathing and sense of the body sitting. And let's engage in a body scan today. So letting sense of the breath recede gently into the background. Let's now bring our awareness to the top of the head, feeling the crown of the head, whatever sensations are there to be noticed. From the crown of the head down to the back and sides of the head. Feeling the scalp, the bones. Noticing the ears. And hearing. drawing the awareness now into the forehead. Foreheads often get tight, constricted. And just bringing the awareness to this region, we might be able to soften and relax it. Bring some ease. And so too with the muscles of the eyes, just softening, opening to what's here as it is. And feeling the jaw, so from the temples all the way down to the tip of the chin. Noticing if there's any clenching, it's not unusual. And possibly parting the lips, giving a little bit of release to the jaw. Sensing the cheeks and the cheekbones. Aware too of the nose and the passage of air through the nostrils. Bringing the attention now to the mouth, feeling the lips. Inside the mouth, the teeth, the tongue, the palate. And then breathing in and out of the face and head region, feeling it as a whole. And then letting that go on an exhale, beginning to notice now the front of the neck and throat. Bringing the awareness into the body. And whenever the attention wanders, as it does again and again, no worries. And just notice that wandering. We might make a mental note, thinking, or a particular kind of thought, worrying, or planning, daydreaming. And we might name an emotion that's carried us away, or sensation in a different body part, or sound. And acknowledging these other experiences, then gently let them be and come back to the body. Letting the awareness move around to the back of the neck, an area that's frequently tense. And then taking that awareness down into the shoulder muscles. Another really popular spot where we hold tension. Just just opening to what's here as it is. There's no right or wrong body. There's just this body in this moment as it is. Letting the body be an entrance to the present moment. And a way to deeply connect with ourselves as we are. And then letting the attention move into the shoulder joints. And the top of the arms, both left and right. Into the elbows. And then into the forearms and wrists. Simply being with the sensations as we find them. There's nothing special to do here. The sensing of the body is immediate. There's no striving. Some areas we feel easily, and others not so much. If we don't feel so much, that's fine. That's our experience to be known. Letting the attention now move into the backs of the hands. And into the palms. And sensing each and every finger and thumb. And then recruiting the breath to deepen our awareness, sensing or imagining that the breath, as it comes in, goes down the arms to the fingertips and back again. Breathing into the arms and hands. Not to change anything, but rather to deepen the attention. And on an exhale, letting that go and bringing the awareness back up to the shoulder muscles, the trapezius, and then down into the shoulder blades and the muscles between the shoulder blades. This is again a region that can be quite tight. And so with kindness, with interest, exploring, investigating this region. letting the awareness move down the back, down the spine, feeling the vertebrae, the ribs, the muscles. Noticing how the ribs move with the breath. Bringing the awareness down into the low back region, the lumbar spine. Again, an important area where we may store tension, stress. Opening to what's here as it is with kindness and interest. And letting the attention go down into the sacrum, tailbone, the buttocks, and feeling the pressure of our bottoms at the chairs. And recruiting the breath again, having a sense of breathing all the way down the back, from the nape of the neck all the way down to the tailbone. And then letting that go on an exhale, bringing our awareness now into the chest and heart area. And deep inside the chest, you might possibly feel your heart beating, your sense of pulsation, vitality, deep within the chest cavity. And of course, there's the lungs breathing us, and the rise and fall of the chest wall. All happening automatically. Nothing we need to do. And letting the awareness drop down into the abdomen. You might have a sense of digestion within the belly. You can feel the rise and fall of the belly wall with the breathing. And then letting the awareness move into the pelvic region, pelvic bones, including the hip joints. Sense of the bladder, the genitals. And as we attend to the pelvic region, we might even feel little movements of the breath all the way down into the pelvis. And once again, letting the breath help our awareness, breathing in and all the way down through the torso, down to the pelvic region, feeling the whole of the torso as we breathe. And then letting that go on an exhale. Noticing now, if you will, the hip joints again. And letting the awareness move into the thighs. As we sense the thighs, we can feel the bones pressing into the chair, helping us sit. Simply bringing the attention back whenever it wanders away. We do this again and again. Each moment of noticing the wandering mind is a moment of awakening. And to enjoy that moment of awakening. Each time there's a wandering, there's an awakening. That's important to remember. So that we don't beat ourselves up about the wandering of the mind, which is completely natural. And letting go of the thighs, bringing our awareness now into the knees. There can be discomfort in the knees, they work so hard for us. Opening to whatever is here with interest and goodwill. Breathing in and out of the knees. And then letting them go on the exhale, coming into the shins and calves. And into the ankles. And down into the feet, feeling the tops of the feet, the bones and the contact with shoes. And sensing the soles of the feet, the heel, the arch, the ball of the foot, both left and right. Feeling the pressure sensation as the feet are on the floor. And noticing the toes. toes, little toes, the toes in between, and the spaces in between. And then let's recruit the breath, breathing down through the body, through the legs, all the way down to the toes. Feeling the whole of the lower extremities together. And on an exhale, letting go of the lower extremities and bringing the awareness back to our centers with the breath, perhaps a sense of the breath at the belly or the chest. And gently letting that awareness of the breathing expand to take in the whole of the body, breath and body as a whole. And just resting here and being with ourselves just as we are, this living, breathing body.